podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Likewise, all advice given is meant for entertainment and not to be taken seriously or utilized in any way. After all, one of the hosts isn't even a real person. Are you serious right now?
I give really good advice, I give really good advice. Yeah. Hit it, Kirsten.
No.
Hey all y'all, it's me, your favorite podcast celeb, Blandy Elodie Cowles. I'm here to read your questions and hopefully answer a few of them without completely breaking down into tears because of some personal problems I'm trying to handle in a less public way than I normally do. I'm not trying to say that you should send me thoughts and prayers. I have no use for them. I mean, what am I gonna do with that? But if someone wants to volunteer to set up a GoFundMe for Cheddar, my mama ferret, and entrust me as the sole beneficiary to these funds, I'm not gonna not love that. Man, the way I said that makes it sound like Cheddar is my mom. I didn't mean it like that. Cheddar is a mom, but she's not my mom. Sometimes I wish she were. Also, I'll be honest, I can't say she's the best mom right now. Because of some things she's done over the past few weeks that I don't really want to get into. Let's just say I wouldn't worry about her with me, alright? Because I'm too large and crunchy for her to consume without me noticing before it's too late, but sadly, I can't say the same for her own offspring. Anyway, I'm just gonna be straight up with you guys right now. Cheddar needs psychotherapy. And I just found out insurance doesn't cover that. Because she's not a human. Anyway, my own mom refuses to put up the money. Even though I found a super credible ferret therapist on a Reddit forum. Mom says her Uber salary isn't gonna cut it. And I told her she's gonna need to figure it out. Cause there's no way I'm volunteering to spend my precious time working so I can pay Cheddar's bills. I don't have time. I'm devoted to this podcast that I do for basically free because you ingrate shitheads keep skipping over our ads. Okay. Alright, I'm back. I just drank half a jar of marinara and prank called Dante. You guys, I pretended to be Billie Eilish and he absolutely fell for it. I know he did, because he hung up right away as soon as I said I was Billie Eilish, and the only reason he'd have done that is because he'd be so intimidated to be talking to a teen icon. I know it's not because he heard my voice, because I am definitely his best customer. I just bought 3 family-sized frozen chicken pot pies from him last week, and I don't even eat meat. I gave them to Cheddar. Oh gosh. What if that's why she's got such a taste for meat lately? Anyway, I'm feeling mostly alive again and ready to handle whatever dysfunction you guys are about to throw my way. Here's an email from friend of the show, Bailey. Bailey writes, Dear Blandy, my name is Bailey. It sounds a little like Blandy. Not really, Bailey. Although we both do seem to be named after whatever alcohol our mothers conceived us on. My daughter is 6 weeks old, and I'm currently trying to figure out how to successfully argue vaccines against her pediatrician, who insists we follow the recommended vaccine schedule. You seem to be very sensible and a forceful free thinker, and I want your honest opinion. Oh, shit. I don't want to get canceled again, but like, how do I even? I don't know how to re-record. And I already recorded so much and bared so much of my soul already in this episode. Like, I don't want to start over because I still need time today to rewatch that scene in Emily in Paris where she tells her new best friend to sing her heart out in the streets. Oh, man. All right, hold on. Let me think. I'm gonna call my friend Kirsten. She'll know what to do.
Hey, Blandy, what's up?
Let me just jump into it real quick, okay? Cheddar is a cannibal now. Dante thinks I'm Billie Eilish. And how do you successfully refute vaccines with a baby doctor?
Nope.
Kirsten? Kirsten? Oh, gosh. We lost Kirsten. You know what? I'm really good at thinking on my feet. Per some guys that accidentally shot a firework in exactly my direction over the summer. One of them was Dante, which only made me feel even more trauma bonded to him. And I think about that now every time I'm ovulating. Anyway, Bailey, it's time to saddle onto your high horse and begin refusing to vaccinate your child using all of the science and facts you know. First off, if you don't know where to find these facts that will solidly back your argument for saying a big N-O to those poison pokes, then look no further than your web browser. There, you'll find hundreds, if not thousands, of reputable sources, like mommy blogs, self-published Amazon ebooks, and my personal favorite source for life-altering decision-making, the Baby Center birth boards. In these places, you'll find very experienced mothers who know everything there is to know about your baby, including why you shouldn't vaccinate it. The reasons don't really matter much, because wow, shots really hurt, and also, they're filled with pig vomit. What does matter is that you stand your ground when your pediatrician hands you a whole boring stack of vaccine inserts and asks you to read them before signing a waiver that you're accepting of the fact that you just put your child's life at risk of deadly diseases that have been nearly eradicated. To do this, simply toss the papers across her office and ask for a pen. She'll get the point that your mommy instinct trumps her decade of medical study, that silly bitch. However, in all other things, you should absolutely 100% trust your pediatrician. And I would even go so far as to make sure to call her a few times a week just to check in and make sure that she thinks you're doing a good job raising your baby. And that's what she's there for, after all. But hey, if you do have a true medical concern, that like your baby has suddenly contracted measles, or chicken pox, or rubella, or rotavirus, polio, tetanus, or diphtheria, just take your baby straight to the emergency room. And then sue your pediatrician for negligence once you get the bill. Okay? Wow, I really saved that one. We're for sure gonna get Twitter famous now. I can feel it. Anyway, I'm gonna go call Dante again and pretend to be Timothée Chalamet this time. Love you guys. Bye.
Dante? Yeah. Yeah, hey, it's Timothée Chalamet. Yo, yeah, you're such an inspiration to me.